We read in the Haggadah, Tzei ulamad, ma bikesh lavan ha'arami lasos liyakov avinu. Right? What did Lavan ha'arami want to do to Yaakov avinu? Says the Haggadah. And it compares Yaakov to Paro. It compares Lavan to Paro. Shapar lo gozar el al zecharim. Paro only wished to destroy the male children of Klal Yisrael. V'lavan bikesh lakor zakol. And Lavan wanted to destroy the very essence, root, essentially the entirety of Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, in Devarim Chaf Vav, Pasuk Hey, right? Arami Oved Avi. Right? Arami wanted to destroy our father. So the Gra points out that this is to teach us a very important lesson, that it's true on the night of Mitzrayim, we are celebrating and reliving Nisim v'Niflaos that were all done b'Giloi, that were done in a very open way, in an open fashion. But the truth is, we have to, as the Ramban teaches us at the end of Parshas Bo, we have to remember that all of life is filled with Nisim Nistarim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really guiding and supporting and protecting our lives and us every and each and every single moment. Right? Says the Gra, even though we don't always necessarily feel the miracles, Hashem Osa Tamid, that He does constantly for us, Alpha Pikenu Osa Tamid Niflos Gedolos Levada, but they are constantly there. And the proof is that Seilamad is this paragraph, because it was not apparent in any way how Lavan tried to destroy Yaakov Avinu. And we don't see where the Nisim v'Niflos were that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Yaakov Avinu from the hands of Lavan. The only reason why we know Lavan was out to destroy Yaakov was because of the Pasuk, because the Torah is Meyed, it testifies to us that really behind the scenes, Lavan all along was trying to not just trick Yaakov Avinu, but really to destroy him, to uproot him, Arami Oved Avi. And it's only through the good graces of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Yaakov was saved, maybe in ways that were intangible and we would not have necessarily known, but they were there because the Torah teaches us. And that's true in all our lives. This explains the Maggid, right? Explains the Pasuk in Tehillim that we say in Hallel, Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim. Right, all the goyim, all the nations of the world will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabuchu kol ha'amim. Why? Why are they praising Hashem? Ki gavar le'nechazdo, ve'ames Hashem li'olam ha'luka. Why are the goyim praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, He gavar aleinu chazdo. He, in His mercy and His kindness, right, helped us. And the chesed Hashem did for us, the goyim are now going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Dubna Magid asks, why are the non-Jews praising Hashem for the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us? That should be a reason for us to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it have to do with the non-Jews? So explains the Dubna Magid, this very same Yisod, that often we are not even aware of the chesed that Hashem does for us. But the non-Jews who may have been lurking and trying to do us harm, and they were never able to accomplish it because Hashem was always intervening, they know what Hashem did for us. We're unaware of it, but they know. And when they see the Yad Hashem, when they see that time after time their plans were thwarted and nothing happened to us, they're able to then also be modeh to the greatness of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Halu es Hashem kol goyim shabuchu kol ha'omim. This is such an important lesson for us, for each and every day in our lives, that we have to be cognizant of the fact that Hashem is really taking care of us, that we believe in Hashkacha Pratis, and Hashem is holding our hands. Hashem is literally supporting us, like the Ananei HaKavod, that it just smoothed out the mountains as we were walking through the desert. We didn't even realize the mountain was there, but it was there. And we have to know that as many things as we realize go wrong, and as many things as we may notice that Hashem has helped us out, there are many, many more things that we don't even realize that could have been tzaros. Many more things that could have been problems. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of it before we even could realize and before it could even be tangible. That is what the Gaon was teaching us with Se'il Aman. She'einanu margishim benisim ashehu osetombi. We don't necessarily realize all the amazing miracles HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us all the time, but they are there. And for that, we need to be moda HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol eis va'eis b'chol rega v'rega, as we say in Modim and Shona Essay, every single day. So Mirtz Hashem, we should have uplifting yontif. We should realize the Hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch within our lives constantly. We should always be thanking Hashem. It should be on our lips. It should be sincere. Even if we are not cognizant of all the things that He's doing for us, we should realize that He is doing for us constantly on a constant basis, right? Hashem does not weary. He does not tire. Hinei lo yonom v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. And therefore, we owe Hashem praise. And this is a message we should keep with us during this Pesach. And Mirtz Hashem, you should all have a wonderful Chag Kosher v'sameach.